Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Michael Amadeus Show, episode 604. Don't slow down. Calm down. Now, I'm happy to be back. I had a few days of not being able to communicate at all, having a massive amount of brain fog here, and still trying to keep my writing schedule up, which proved to be a lot more than I thought it was going to be. But now I'm able to communicate well, and I am definitely back. I wanted to do a short episode about an email I got a few days ago, and it was someone basically saying that they enjoyed the podcast, but that I consistently made them feel bad because I was doing this work, and they kind of felt like I was throwing it in people's faces. While I hope that certainly doesn't appear to be the case, because I don't think that's necessary. I don't think it's something that I would do, and intentionally anyway. And it's also something I don't think holds any merit. We're each fighting our own battle. We're each on our own journey. It actually has nothing to do with the productivity of other people. And if I have ever given that impression, it was not intentional, not my intention. But one of the things I wanted to talk about, too, that they also mentioned in there was they said, well, what about the importance of rest and of sleep and of slowing down? Now, I love sleep. I think sleep is one of the greatest pleasures in life. I love rest and feeling rested. But one thing I've also noticed, too, is that when I try to slow down, when I try to just take time off, it might feel good for about a day, maybe two. And then things start to get existential real fast. And I start wondering, why am I here? What's the point of everything? And I start questioning the very nature of the fabric of the cosmos. It becomes very dark very quickly. And I realize that for me, working, having something that I'm going about, a purpose, is vital. Even if the next step for me on that purpose is to rest, and then I have an end date to that rest and I have to kick back in, that is still being on that purpose. One of the things that I've heard, and a great quote I heard recently about this subject, was this: learn to not slow down. Learn to calm down. And this is a very valuable thing to think about, in my opinion. Because a lot of times we think, oh, we have to slow down, slow our pace. Well, then suddenly that implies we need to pick up momentum again. Once again, it's going to be harder when we start again. If we learn to calm down, to breathe, to relax into the moment, and keep our current effort up, but just realize it's not as big of a deal as we might be making it. That we can breathe, that we can pay attention, that we can kind of release and go at 80% effort, which is the magic number. I think we find something really magical happens, and we're able to work even harder than we thought. And I don't mean just for the glory of working or hustling, but I mean being able to leave that mark that we want to, that we feel called to in the world. To me, I don't plan on retiring. I don't plan on stopping until this, you know, this game here on Earth, this mortal coil has been pushed out of my grasp. And I want to be able to do things that I am going to feel proud of when it's over. I don't want to stop. But for that, I need to learn to calm down, not slow down. I want to keep the pace. In fact, I want to go faster. But I want to be able to sustain it for a long time. Anyway, this is just an idea I thought might be useful to you. Let me know if it is. You can always send me a message. If you want to find me on social media, just look up Michael Amade. I'm the one in the cowboy hat. Or you can go to michaelamade.com. That's a good place to find me. Now that I'm back, you can expect the next episode tomorrow. Until then, have a wonderful evening and a wonderful day. Thank you.